You're listening to Big 12 Football on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Well, this feels like the Big 12 that we were promised when BYU joined the league. Back and forth football. The Cougs outgaining OSU by 5 yards is all at the moment. 160 to 155 yards per play. OSU 7.8 to BYU's 6.7. Cougs have 9 first downs to Oklahoma State's 7. And only one penalty in this game. It was a hold against Chase Roberts. Each team has turned the ball over one time. 14-14 is our score. 7:55 to play until halftime here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Well, your defense just has to come back out and figure their base. So this is it's really not too difficult. Number one, you got to get off the blocks on the outside. That's something maybe Mitch Juergens could talk a little bit more about with receivers and blocking on the outside. But right now, Oklahoma State is winning on the blocks on the corners and the safeties or nickels on the outside, and they're getting that push. So your swing routes are there out of the backfield. Number two, go back to your base form defense. You've got gap responsibility. If you got the C gap, don't dip back into the B gap. That's happened a couple of times on that drive where you've got a defender that dips into a gap that is not his. You know what it is. It's gap integrity. Play to your assignment, and you'll be just fine. Those are a couple of easy things to clean up, Greg. It's just Jay Hill's got to call it down and make sure that that defensive line is staying in their responsibilities.
Logan Ward to kick off for the Pokes. North to south, left to right. Keelan Marion deep back for BYU. Marion, 1 yard deep, will take it out. He's between the hash marks. Keelan's going to hit it to the far side. Ankle tackled at the 22. He's down. He was picking up speed.
For just a second.
Keelan Marion.
For just a second, I thought he was going to spring that one. That gap closed pretty quickly.
But averaging 24.8 per return, they give him the 21. First and 10 BYU, almost halfway through the second quarter. LJ Martin has run it well, 8 for 37 and a score. Shotgun split backs, Ropati and Martin. Counter to Hinkley. Hinkley gets second level. 9 yard gain, almost 10. And they call it 9. Nice burst by Hinkley. Second down and 1 to the 30-yard line.
That's the same play that we saw in the first quarter where they pull Bruce Mitchell from the center and they motion Tavatase from the tight end position. Both of them loop out to the right and they both wall off. It's a nice pull and kind of loop around hook block and they open up that edge for that run. It's worked a couple of times. So make sure you've got that just ready to rock and roll when you really need the down.
9 yard gain, second and 1. Martin stays in the backfield. Retzloff gun. BYU right to left as we see it and you hear it. The handoff to Martin. Martin moves the sticks. So a couple solid little run plays there. Gain of 9, gain of 4. Move the sticks. First and 10 at the 33-yard line.
You don't have to win pretty and you don't have to be entertaining. I know that 65,000 people are packed in here and you think, man, we got to entertain them with high flying, all this activity. No. It's actually entertaining to watch a team impose their will. And right there, Bruce Mitchell does just that, gets a really nice push from the center position again.
Oklahoma State will open the second half with the football. We're late in the first half. BYU first and 10, Cougar 33-yard line. Ropati and Martin again are split backs. A sweeping handoff to LJ, a stiff arm to get to the near sideline. Gets only to the 35-36, 3 or 4. Yard gain to the near side. Parker Robertson, the force out of Martin, the 6'2", 225-pound sophomore who scored his 10th touchdown as a Cougar earlier in this game.
I don't mind that play either. You know, 3 yards, 4 yards, just hitting it on the outside, trying to extend it a little bit, seeing if LJ Martin can break one with his speed on the outside. I like testing it there.
Martin subs out. Ropati back in. 2nd and 7, ball near hash. Retzloff gun. Two wide receivers, wide side right, 2 to the short side left. Martin, Retzloff's got room to run. He'll move the sticks and more. 45, 50, 45 of Oklahoma State, 40, 35. Things kept opening up for Jake Retzloff, and he navigates his way downfield for a big gainer, and the Cougs are in scoring territory. Give him the 34 of Oklahoma State. That's his long run of the year.
Hey, so this is what happens You got four downs. You're going to walk a linebacker up late. So now you've got five guys at the line of scrimmage. There's only one linebacker that's spying Jake Retzlaff, and Jake just beats him to the outside. That linebacker's late in the spy technique. He doesn't get to the left to try to seal it off, and Retzlaff makes him pay with his feet.
Previous long gain was 28. That was 29. 35-yard line of Oklahoma State. Retzlaff gun. Motion man Paolo. Low snap. Handoff. And Ropati dives into a tackler and through his thighs for a gain of 3 to the 32-yard line between the tackles. It'll be 2nd and 7 again. Kobe Hilton, the Oklahoma State safety, with the tackle. We've got 5:01 to play until halftime. A 14-14 ball game. BYU driving into scoring territory, which they are in now at the 32 of OSU.
I'm going to take these 3- and 4-yard chunks off first down. It's better than first down throwing an incompletion and trying to be kind of pretty with the whole thing. Just give me 3, give me 4 yards. Give me a 2nd down and 6 or a 2nd down and 7. I can work with that as an offensive lineman. I can work with that as a play caller.
The line to gain the 25. Retzlaff claps the hands. They give on Parker Kingston to jet sweep. Coming near side. 30, 25. I think he moved the sticks. Line to gain was the 25. And he was knocked out right at the first down marker. I think that should move it for BYU. Yes, first down at the 25 of Oklahoma State. 1st and 10, Cougs. 2nd and 7, Kingston runs for 7.
And it comes all the way from the slot position off the right side. So he's going to come in motion before the snap, takes it right from the quarterback, and he's going to hit the backfield with speed to his left side. He gets all the way outside of the numbers before he turns it upfield.
For his long rush of the season, Retzlaff, shotgun, Martin left hip. Trips including a tight end to the wide side, right side. They'll motion Kingston, fake jet sweep this time. Sprint out to the right for Retzlaff. Throws on the run and throws intercepted on the sideline. 25-yard line of Oklahoma State. Still on the run is Corey Black, and he's tackled at the 23. And BYU has turnover trouble in this game.
I don't think he saw that defender because that defender's sitting underneath and he threw that ball underneath. So if he saw him and thought that he could make that throw, he's out of his mind. I don't think he saw that defender hanging out there. Corey Black was kind of hiding actually behind the corner and kind of broke on that route late.
Another chance goes begging for BYU. 14-14 ball game. Hokes have the football after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's head back to the All-Pro Capital broadcast booth and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
Jake Retzlaff, 3 for his last 9 with a pick. Garrett Rangel, 5 in a row with a touchdown. Down to Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone for banking that goes the extra yard. Zions Bank is for you. Mitch, what do you have?
Yeah, it was unfortunate that Jake didn't see that defender there, but also just watching JoJo Phillips on the route, he's got a deep comeback. And when he made the turn, he actually didn't come downhill to that ball. So I'd love to see JoJo. He needs to come down. If he had, then he at least could have made a play on the ball to bat that down, but it was a clean pick for the defender as JoJo just sat back there.
Thank you, Mitch. BYU's now turned it over twice, has taken it away one time. BYU's minus in the margin. BYU's not been minus in the margin since the Oklahoma game late last year. Shotgun and split backs. Rangel takes the thigh-high snap and throws on the right side. Screen complete to Rodney Fields, Jr. Haven't seen him with a touch yet.
And Jack Kelly is on the assignment. He gets back to the outside again. Jack Kelly keeping the contain, making sure he comes down. Oh.
Offside on BYU appears to be the call. Flags fly.
Looks like they got him with the count. John Nelson is going to fire off the ball and actually put both his hands on the center shoulders and shove him back at center
offside.
Point at him.
Defense, number 94, with contact. 5-yard penalty. 2nd down.
Well, Oklahoma State's got a chance to own the middle 8 right now.
At least he made the offsides count. I always thought that as a D tackle. If I'm going to jump offsides, at least I'm going to try to hit you a little bit. So John Nelson throws both hands at him. That's going to be a snap count right there. They found something with the defensive line jumping the count, and they got John.
Power pistol. Fields in the backfield, now joined by Gordon as they go shotgun split backs on the shift. I say middle 8. Final 4 of the first half, first 4 of the second half. Pokes have the ball late in half 1. We'll get the ball to start half number 2. Rangel. Chest high snap. Handoff. Fields. Fields on a short run to the 33-yard line, 1 yard shy of the line to gain.
So that's three downs again. So you got three down linemen. It's not that you're overly respecting the run. You're kind of baiting them into the run and keeping linebackers at that second line of defense coming downhill into the rushing gaps. But a big time third and one.
Third down and one from the 33 of OSU. Triple receiver bunch to the right, single wide left. Rangel shotgun. They'll motion in the tight end forward. Rangel on the keeper. First down, second level. He's taken off down the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, and the 10. He's down there.
I want people to understand that Rangel comes into this game with four carries for 14 yards. At no point has Rangel shown that he's got this kind of speed. Now, obviously, Mike Gundy saw it in practice, and he saw it through the bye week, and he saw it when he was recruiting him. This is his third year in the system, so they know that he's got this kind of footwork, but I have no idea he could do this.
Timeout.
2 minute timeout, 56-yard run. BYU had not allowed a 50-yard play in six games. They've allowed two 50-yard plays in the first half of this game. 50-yard run, Gordon, touchdown. 56-yard run, Rangel. First and 10 at the BYU 11 after this. Two-minute timeout on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU football sponsored by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted top-rated local law firm. Can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business.
All right, so let's go back to the basics. Defensively, just as I mentioned, getting off the blocks on the outside, you cannot let them attack to the outside. They're going to come back to it, Greg. They're going to try to hit the swing passes. They're going to try to block up BYU's corners, and they're going to see if they can get some yardage on the outside. And then they're going to come back to the inside. Make sure that if you're an outside linebacker and you're walked up to the line of scrimmage, that you don't jump to the inside. Keep yourself on the outside. If you got contained, stay there no matter what. I don't care if you see the back start to head to the inside. Ollie Gordon's got a great jump cut where he's inside and he can jump cut quickly to the outside. So respect those things, and you should be able to get the stop.
Oklahoma State should be able to get points, they are thinking. 13-yard line of BYU, first down and 10 after the 54-yard run officially. They took 2 yards off the run from Rangel. 54-yard gain to the BYU 13. Tanner Wall saved the touchdown. Alan Bowman is taking the snap at quarterback in the pistol. Bowman holds it out for Gordon. Gordon pulls it away, goes back of the end zone, throws it out of the back of the end zone. Incomplete. So, is this tactical, or did Rangel get hurt on the long run?
Or did he just need a breather after he went for...
There was a three-minute timeout.
Yeah, I would think that he'd be just fine, but they're leaving. Yeah, they're leaving Alan Bowman out there. So, maybe he did get banged up on that run.
Huh. Storyline to follow. With a second down and 10 now from the BYU 13-yard line. Pistol again. Bowman, the senior. Back in the game with Gordon in pistol. Tight end to the right. Tight end left and two wides left. Gordon again a hurdle. He hurdled for a score earlier. That gets him to the 6-yard line. It'll be third down and about three. And Rangel is injured and going to the locker room.
Well, here we go. That's a storyline to follow. And listen, Alan Bowman against West Virginia threw an interception at this exact point. So he is very susceptible to throwing picks in the red zone.
And Bowman is a negative yardage rusher on the year. He's not Rangel.
He can't get to the outside. But listen, Ollie Gordon is starting to really feel it. So you got to take that away from him. The nice thing is you can focus on the running back and not so much on the quarterback.
Third down and three from the BYU 6. Ball near hash. Pokes left to right. They motion Presley. Direct snap. Gordon. And I think he has the first down. He does. Gets beyond the line to gain to the 2.
That's
first and goal now from the 2. And Oklahoma State a glorious chance to own the middle 8 of this game. 1:02 to play before halftime.
You caught it right off the snap, Greg. Great job there. It just fired straight back to Ollie Gordon. And Alan Bowman took off running to his left, almost like it was snapped to him, and he was taking off. and you see Gordon just bury his head right behind his guard, continue to churn his legs. He is running harder than I've seen him run in the last three games.
The wide receivers, Presley and King, were not even in the huddle. They're split wide left. Power pistol, strength right. The hand clap, Bowman, the give, Gordon. Gordon is hit at the one and saunters in for six. Ollie Gordon, his third touchdown of the night after a five-touchdown day against BYU last year. Ollie Gordon has almost matched his season touchdown total in the first half of this game.
Another missed tackle. So it would have been a really difficult tackle to make, but I believe it was Talon Alfrey that was there in the open field with an opportunity to take the legs out.
It was Tanner Wall.
Tanner Wall.
Yeah.
That's a really tough tackle to make, but if you hit the knees hard enough, it's Ollie Gordon, though. You know, you're trying to take out one of the big backs here in this game.
PAT good. For the first time in the game, it's a lead for Oklahoma State, 21-14. The three touchdown drives, 75 yards, 75 yards, 76 yards.
So, and those coming off with, you know, a couple of really nice chunk plays to get you in position. So, BYU here with 32 seconds left, I think you lick your wounds. I don't think that you try anything too fancy to try to get down the field. And I also think you go into the locker room now and take a look at what this offense looks like without Rangel on the field.
Shoulder injury for Garrett Rangel. He's in the locker room. His team leads 21-14 in this sold-out BYU crowd. Uneasy, to say the least, at the moment. 32 seconds to go till halftime. And again, the Pokes begin the second half with the football. We've seen BYU turn so many games this year with that late second, late first half, early second half surge. And the Pokes are surging. And more importantly, Ollie Gordon is surging. He has gotten hot for the Pokes at the right time for their perspective. And again, this is a PTSD, Pokes TSD for BYU, because this is what they saw from Oklahoma State last year. Gordon got going, and BYU's lead evaporating as Oklahoma State won a game last year in Stillwater. Can the Cougs turn it around in the second half? We shall soon find out. It'll be caught by Marion in the end zone for a touchback. BYU first and 10 at the 25-yard line. 21-14, Pokes over the Cougs.
Ollie Gordon has taken the 12th man out of this a little bit, too. We go back to the four quarters in this stadium against Kansas State, and we could hardly hear ourselves talking. And right now, it's starting to feel like it's 9:30, 9:45, closing in on 10 o'clock. This crowd has got to get back into it, because when this place is electric, it makes it really difficult. And remember, coming out of the half, BYU's always going crazy. I'm sure the fans will be ready for that.
Retzlofsen shotgun. BYU has one timeout remaining. The handoff is Martin. Martin gets into the secondary. LJ Martin could make the final 30 seconds interesting. To the 49-yard line, 24 seconds left. BYU had to burn two timeouts earlier. They have just one left, but now they're thinking about points here in the closing seconds. The ball's been set, and the clock is now rolling. Down to 20 seconds. Retzloff gun. He'll take a three-step. Dancing on the balls of his feet, shuffling to his right, batted down, incomplete.
Oh, that's scary.
It is. There's a defensive lineman in the face of Retzloff and cannot squeeze it, but he got his hands on it. Iman Oates with the knockdown.
Iman goes 6'3", 305 pounds, and he's right there, and you didn't want to see a Jacob Robinson replay on the other side where you bat it to yourself and get yourself into scoring position. That's why I said play it a little more safe. Now, this is when you wish that you didn't use the two timeouts in the early parts of the first and then second quarter, but you are deplete right now.
Bruce Mitchell to give Jake Retzloff a shotgun snap. Jake will look left, pressure, goes down, sacked at the 45-yard line, and that will do it for half number one. Final play of the first half. Oh, nope. Whistle with 3 seconds. Timeout taken by BYU. They're back at the 44-yard line. So Hail Mary time.
BYU, it's the third of the half. Your full timeout. Please reset the game clock to 6 seconds.
All right, so
0-6.
So perhaps one play remaining in the half, and maybe it's a Hail Mary for BYU with 6 seconds on the first half clock.
Well, that's the third sack in the season for Obi Izigbo, and he just did it off a search and find. Jake was taking his time, kind of moving off to the left side, and Izigbo did a good job of hunting him down coming from the left side and around.
And the first sack of the game for the Pokes.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a team that's really suffered in pressures after they lost Colin Oliver. When Colin Oliver left the field, Greg, that took 23 and a half sacks away from Oklahoma State. Colin Oliver had racked them up. 23 and a half career sacks for that dude and off the field. So Zigmo knows that he's got to pick up some of that pressure, and he does a really good job right there.
8.4 yards per play for Oklahoma State at the moment.
Yikes.
BYU minus in the margin. BYU has the only two penalties in the game. All right, third and 15 from the BYU 44. Triple receiver bunch to the right, and Jake Retzloff will step up in the pocket. Load up, fire downfield, intercepted at the 27-yard line. This will be the final play of the half. Can the Cougars make a tackle? And they can, to keep Lyric Rawls from getting any farther than the 40-yard line of BYU. But another pick, and officially BYU now minus two in the turnover margin after one half of play.
No, no, and no. That gives them excitement and momentum going into the half. You didn't need to try to fire that Hail Mary. Oklahoma State dialed up a six-man pressure. They brought a late safety to try to get the pressure. That forced Jake Retzloff up into the pocket, and he just tries to launch it. But if that thing gets loose and they go score and they got a 14-point lead going into half, this is a different ball game. I don't like that decision.
Down to Mitch with Kalani.
Coach, your defense has had a tough time slowing down Gordon and Rangel on the ground. With Rangel potentially out in the second half, what do you need to see from your defense to keep them in check?
Yeah, better fundamental football. Not good enough on defense. Tackle the guy. Can't just keep diving in front of him expecting him to fall. He's a great running back. And we just got to play assignment-style football. Way too many mistakes on defense. It costs us. I mean, that's why we're down right now. Offense got to take care of the stinking football. So all that's got to be changed, and we got 30 minutes to make this better.
Yeah, where's the biggest improvement you want to see in the second half from your team to make the
comeback? Take care of the football on offense and just finish the drives. Defense, get stops. Just play fundamental football. Stop giving freebies. We're giving way too many freebies.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kalani and Mitchell Juergens. 21 points by OSU, the most that BYU's allowed in the first half this season, and more than they've allowed in the whole game, besides the 28 that Baylor scored down in Waco. Cougs down 21-14 at the break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Now back to Hans Olsen and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We are going to call the start of this drive BYU's first in the second half, our All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
Hey, can I go back to a detail that you just brought up in the broadcast?
Yes.
So getting it back to the line of scrimmage, it obviously did not get back to the line of scrimmage in the field of play, but you're telling me that
they will get the line of scrimmage extended into the team area.
All the way into the team area.
Yeah.
Well, it did go past the line of scrimmage extended.
Yep. So BYU now with a first and 10 at its own 31-yard line. And Jake Retzloff, who appeared to be shaken up to end the first half, is the quarterback to open half number two for BYU.
Well, that's a good sign. It would have been a shame to lose him on a play that you didn't really need to throw out there to end the first half, but Retzloff looks ready.
He's in the shotgun. He fakes a toss left to Martin, who takes the handoff right, and LJ gets to the far boundary, a run of 17 yards on first down and 10. He's been good. He's been their most reliable play tonight, is a handoff to LJ Martin. That's now 12 carries, and he's over 80 yards on the night.
You're getting great blocking by Tavatase. You're getting great blocking by Braden Keim. You're getting really solid blocking across the board. So stay with it. You don't really need to get outside of that until you have to. This has been working all night.
Retzloff again in the shotgun. Martin again left hip. First and 10 at the 47-yard line, BYU. Give to LJ. LJ stacked up this time, but still got himself a couple to the right side, the far side of the field between hash mark and number. Jeff Robertson with the tackle.
Nice motion, and again a block by Tavatase on the right side. Nice block by Chase Roberts to pick up the corner and at least keep that edge a little bit softer so he could just get a couple yards, two or three, on the gain.
Second and 8. BYU 49, Retzloff gun. Again gives LJ. LJ with a nice sidestep. First down and more. Coming to the near side, left side, 40-yard line, an 11-yard gain. LJ Martin is at 96 rushing yards on 14 carries. He's been essentially Ollie Gordon's equal without the 50-yard run Gordon had earlier.
Well, this is what we saw in the first half. You and I were talking at halftime, and this was obvious. It was there. It was there from the opening snap, and now you're just taking advantage of it. And by the way, Oklahoma State is trying to stop it. They're bringing six into the box. They're spilling in a seventh, and BYU is just blocking it really well. They're getting big movement up front.
Formation shift to pistol now. Hinkley Ropati takes the handoff, sprinting to the far side. Is upended between the 40 and 35, falls at the 36, gain of four to the right side. Just back to the rule book for a quick moment, hands on that would-be potential grounding play we saw. It is not a foul if the passer is or has been outside the tackle box and throws the ball so that it crosses or lands beyond the neutral zone or neutral zone extended. And that was the key note there.
Did not know that.
Just to go back to what you were referencing a moment ago. So it is third down, second down and six, pardon me. Second down and six at the 36. Option, pitch to Ropati. Ropati splits defenders, 30, 25, 20. And inside the 10, the Cougs are first and goal, or at the 10-yard line, the spot. And hands, the Cougs have turned the ball over twice inside the attacking 30-yard line. The Cougs must get points on this possession.
Well, you don't put it in the air. That's for dang sure. You go from the 10-yard line into the end zone, and you do it running the ball, and you send a message to Oklahoma State, this is going to be a grinder. You get the crowd back into it. The offensive line is engaged. Everybody's blocking well. Just continue to push the run.
Marion left, Lassiter Roberts right, Retzloff gun with Ropati. The hand clap, Retzloff on the keep, inside the 10 to the 8. Second and goal from the 8. We've not seen LJ Martin for the last three snaps, and he was the catalyst in this drive.
We've also not seen Jake Retzloff throw it yet since we saw him leave the field at the half.
LJ, by the way, wanted to get back on the field, was called back to the sideline, so this personal package will not call for LJ. Now he comes in. So he's okay and back on the field. And I think Hinkley will sub out. So they'll switch Martin for Ropati. 10-second play clock, 6-minute game clock. Retzloff, shotgun, LJ left hip. Ball near hash, second and goal from the 8 of Oklahoma State. Give Martin. Martin, shaking off tackle, stiff arm. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown! LJ Martin running to the right side and brings BYU within one for LJ. Second rushing touchdown of the night. Fourth rushing touchdown of the year. Touchdown number 11 on the career. 21-20. 5:51 to play in the third. Ground and pound. And look what the Cougars have found. A touchdown to make it a one-point game. The PAT pending.
Braden Keim has been one of your best blockers throughout this game. He's going to be there at the right tackle position. And he's going to get leverage on his defensive end. And you watch LJ just work off of Braden Keim's leverage, and he's able to get a void and get to the outside and find the end zone. That's a great block, again, by Braden Keim to spring that on the outside. These offensive linemen are taking advantage of this defensive front for Oklahoma State.
It's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown. It's another $250 donated to the American Red Cross, courtesy of Mountain America. That was a 69-yard drive. Every play was a run. We'll come back in a tie ball game, 21-21, BYU and OSU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The All-Pro Capital broadcast booth. Enjoying the voice of the Cougars, Greg Grubel.
Pigskin scoring summary brought to you by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. For every point BYU scores, your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats will donate 75 servings of nutritious protein to the Utah Food Bank to help Utah families in need. For more information on points for protein, follow Utah Pork Producers Association on Facebook and Instagram. The scoring summary looks like this. 69 yards, 7 plays, 4:01 off the clock, and every play was a rush. Now down to Mitchell Juergens in the Zions Bank end zone. For banking that goes the extra yard, Zions Bank is for you. Mitch, what do you have?
Yeah, and as you mentioned, every single play on that drive was a rush, and you may be thinking, like, well, what are these receivers doing? Are they not involved? They were very much involved on that drive. Some of those outside runs, incredible blocking by those receivers, and specifically on that touchdown run, both Darius Lassiter and Chase Roberts had their guys manned up and blocked the entire time for that run, which allowed L.J. Martin to basically run in pretty free once he got past those couple two defenders in the box.
Thank you, Mitch. And with that run, L.J. Martin has 104 rushing yards on the night, 15 for a 104 and two scores. Ollie Gordon, 12 for 98 and two scores. Two rushing scores for Gordon. He also has a receiving touchdown. Two for 22 through the air and a score. BYU little pooch and a fair catch called for by the tight end Ford at the 24-yard line. Not a bad idea there. So it'll be Oklahoma State, first 10 at its own 24-yard line. All right, Cougars have tied the ball game. Now it's up to the defense to make a stand, get the ball back for the O, and see if they can turn the tide a bit in this one.
Getting back to their fundamentals, going back to that four-man front. They also had a rotation. They brought Josh Singh in, rotated John Nelson, Blake Mangelson out, so they're trying to keep guys fresh. But right now you're bringing your starting four with Batty, Mangelson, Nelson, and Banya.
Garrett Rangel out. Alan Bowman yet to complete a pass on the night, 0 for 3. He'll try now. And go 0 for 4. Intercepted! Tommy Prassis picks it off on the deflection! Just like that!
Going on the field is an interception. First down, BYU.
That pass is thrown high, and it's going to go through the receiver's hands, and this is just what the defense does. Parassus is sitting right behind it. Perfect position by Parassus, too. He's either going to make the tackle or get the pick off a high throw, and he's sitting there, and that thing just goes through the receiver's hands into Parassus. Tommy Parassus is just a heat seeker when it comes to interceptions.
So through the hands of Presley, into the hands of Prassis, who secures it and gives the offense the ball, the 44-yard line of Oklahoma State.
Wow.
The script keeps rewriting itself over and over and over again with this team.
They just show up when you need them the most, and Jay Hill's bringing pressures. And, you know, right there, Bowman was pretty clean. It was just a high pass.
Retzloff in the gun, Martin right hip. Martin will vacate to empty. Jake will keep following blockers. Nice run for Jake. Oh, he's ankle tackled after a gain of 5. By the way, that catch from Tommy Prassis is our new skin beautiful catch of the game on the INT, brought to you by New Skin. Discover the best you. Tommy Prassis with the pick, and now it's second down and 6. They gave Retzloff 4 on the run to the 40-yard line of Oklahoma State. 21-21 ball game, 5:20 to play in quarter number 3.
What kind of statement would it be if you put together another drive without a pass and you take it in and score? That would be very defeating for Oklahoma State.
Tight end and two wides to the right, single wide left, shotgun snap Retzloff. Martin, one of his rare carries with minimal gain, 1 yard to the 39. But again, field position here says Aaron Roderick's drawing up 4 down plays if he can't get the conversion on 3rd down and 5 from the OSU 39.
Watch the drag by Keanu Hill. Keanu Hill's going to check in, and I think he's going to stop up at the slot. And this is a perfect opportunity for him on some type of drag or stop.
BYU 2 for 5 on 3rd downs. And the 3rd down average yards to gain is up around 9. Again, keep a spin away from the tackler for Retzloff, and he will get the 1st down. I believe he got there. Falls ahead, needing 5, got 6. What a run by Jake. And the Cougs move the sticks. Let's see. The spot doesn't look good. I don't like that spot. That's short. Nope. Official, the referee overruled him. He said, no, it's a 1st down.
Jake is going to step up in the pocket. He's going to get touched, and he's actually going to do a full 360 spin.
Rolling on the field as the runner got the line again for a 1st down. The previous play is on the further review.
He's going to spin all the way around, and then he's going to get himself going in the right direction again. I think he's got the first.
So in a while, we'll see if the video replay adjudicators agree. BYU football brought to you by Intermountain Health, the official medical provider for BYU athletics and tonight's game sponsor. We'll take a break with 4:02 remaining in the 3rd quarter of this vastly entertaining game. It is 21-21, the Cougs and Pokes here in Provo on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ty.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at LaBelle Edwards Stadium, 4:02 to play in quarter number three, 21-21, BYU and OSU. The Cougs led the game 7-0. Pokes tied it at 14. BYU took a 14-7 lead, then back-to-back scores, and they come late in the second quarter, or rather both come in the second quarter for Oklahoma State, make it 21-14. The Cougs have scored a touchdown here in the third quarter to tie the game at 21. Updating you on some in-game stats, Jake Retzloff, 6-for-15 for a 104 throwing it. No touchdowns, two picks, not a typical Jake game by any stretch, and who knows if he's playing through something right now. BYU's been running it so well, they haven't had to throw it, but how well could Jake throw it if asked to here in the second half? That question really hasn't been answered yet. Six completions on the night, and Garrett Rangel, six completions. So the teams have combined for only 12 pass completions on the night. The run game is doing the work for both sides. BYU's now run for 208 and Oklahoma State 219 on the night.
I think it is a good sign, though, that Jake Retzloff is running, because if there was some type of damage in that throwing shoulder, you certainly wouldn't want to put him in the run. So I think that's an indication that the shoulder's going to be just fine if you need him to pass.
Yeah, fair point. Chase Roberts split wide right, two receivers left. And Retzloff gun on a first and 10. The first down was confirmed, by the way. Now Jake will set to throw and gun it on the edge. It's caught! The five, the touchdown! Kalen Marion left side, stayed inside the boundary, and gets in for six. Kalen Marion with the touchdown catch. Tiptoed down the sideline and cut it back into the end zone. And the Cougs are back in front.
Kalen Marion's going to run a deep drag route. He's going to come across the field, and he's going to be hit in stride. He turns up the sideline. I cannot believe he walked that tightrope all the way to the end zone. He finds it. He finds some teammates. He throws out that funky dance, and he gets himself six.
First receiving touchdown of the year for Marion, 11th of his collegiate career, and they are reviewing it to make sure he stayed in bounds on that sideline.
Boy, it looked like he was. That's a tightrope and a half if he did stay.
And he did. Oh, no, no, no. I just saw a view, and maybe he's out at the three. That's a tough one. Ooh, that's close. That is so close. They may bring this back to first and goal from the three. Will they give him the benefit of the doubt and let him get in? That's tight. How do you see it?
I think that they're going to rule that out.
Is there any green grass between the edge of the shoe and the paint?
I don't think so.
They're letting it stand.
Wow, good. That's amazing. Inconclusive. It was as close as it could possibly be.
BYU down 21-14. He's now about to go up 28-21 if Farron can make the PAT. The hold by Vanderhaar. The kick by Farron is good. Off the snap from Dalton Riggs. It's another Mountain America Credit Union touchdown. Another $250 donated to the American Red Cross, courtesy of Mountain America. And that touchdown makes it 28-21 BYU over OSU, bringing us to another Pigskin scoring summary presented by your Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats. Proud to support youth leadership programs in agriculture and contribute to fairs and communities across the state. Enjoy a meal of delicious pork this season, and remember to thank our Utah farmers for their locally grown goodness. For more information, follow Utah pork producers and Daly's Meats on Facebook and Instagram. That drive, 44 yards after the Prassis pick, four plays, 2:01 off the clock, and the final play is a Jake Retzloff to Kalen Marion touchdown pass. It makes it 28-21 on the PAT. By the way, tonight's attendance, 62,841. Hans.
By the way, that defense gave you that ball back in good field position. They've helped you out big time tonight.
Kickoff to the 1 yard line. Presley will take it out. Brennan Presley tackled at the 21 between the hash marks as he was getting churning. Well, the defense has done it again, gives the offense a short field, and the offense cashes in again, scoring on a short field.
Well, let's keep an eye on that starting field position, because the defense gave the offense the ball at the 1 yard line and then gave them another good possession off that interception.
BYU is right now plus 17 yards in average starting field position, and that's been the MO for BYU all season long.
And I think that was the number against Kansas State, if I remember right. It was dang close to it.
21-yard line of Oklahoma State. Bowman has replaced an injured Rangel. Power pistol, strength left, and whistles before the snap. Flag. Delay of game. The crowd is loud, and it influences things here at Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
Prior to the snap, charge timeout, Oklahoma State. It's the first and a half. It'll be a 30-second timeout.
The timeout got called, but a flag was thrown. Of course, it's preempted by the timeout, and now the Pokes are down to two timeouts remaining. 3:36 remaining in quarter number three. What a massive sequence this feels like. Should the defense get the offense back the football before the end of the third? Should the offense make this a two-score game going into quarter number four? All the good that Garrett Rangel and Ollie Gordon, the Pokes, have done may be partially undone by this resilient BYU team playing here at home, and the crowd is again getting way more engaged here in half number two.
Well, they spent an entire bye week trying to put an offense in for Rangel, and now Bowman's back under center.
Power pistol again. The give, Gordon middle. Glasker wraps up and tackles for a log gain of two, maybe two and a half up the middle. Clock rolls to 3:25 here in the third. Second down, seven for the Cowboys.
The thing is, Greg.
And is that Ollie Gordon down?
For an injury.
Ollie Gordon is down, and his hands to his face. I'm not sure what body part is injured. Tough to tell at the moment as they're now leaning over him, the training staff. Already down Garrett Rangel. Should they lose Ollie Gordon? The Pokes' chances in this game naturally and quite obviously are diminished. Mitchell Juergens on the field with something more on the Ollie Gordon situation. Mitch.
Yeah, this was almost an identical tackle. Ollie Gordon on the last drive actually went out for the last couple plays a little banged up, and it was almost identical. Isaiah Glasker just drove him to the ground and got up slow, ran off the field, obviously got checked out by the medical staff, came back in, and obviously getting banged up again. So, and definitely an injury to monitor here, but he's looking pretty hobbled trying to get off the field right now.
Huh.
That is not a good look as he's coming off the field.
He's putting very little weight on his left leg coming off the field. That's not the look of a guy that's going to jump right back in here and the next play or two, but players' powers of recovery have been surprising over the years of observation that we've had. And Ollie Gordon may not be out of this thing yet, but he's gingerly approaching the sideline, helped to the team area by two training personnel. He will go immediately into the tent, slowly. It almost feels like a groin. I think he reached for that area.
Yeah,
Ollie
Gordon,
by the way, hit 100 rushing yards on that last play on the night. Second and eight. The give to Fields. Fields drives past the line to gain. Rodney Fields Jr. moves the sticks for Oklahoma State, and he was stopped well short of the line to gain and then kept grinding and pushing. And Rodney Fields Jr. now takes over the Ollie Gordon role. And Fields did not have a carry this season before tonight.
Tommy Parrasis gets the touchdown-saving tackle at that safety position. But you get out of your gap again, and it's going to be a problem.
Belt-high snap. Turning to a deep pocket is Bowman. Throws downfield. It's broken up, and is it picked? Taggart dove for it and does not come up with the INT, but it is a pass breakup and a long incompletion. Second down and 10, intended for Talon Shetron.
That throw was so dangerous back to the inside of the field, and you had perfect coverage right there on that play by Mark Collins and nearly forced that pick.
Bowman is 0 for 5 with a pick right now. Yet to complete a pass as team trails 28-21. 2:30 to play in the third. The tide is turning here in Provo. Can the defense maintain momentum? Snap Bowman. Give Fields. Fields again to the next level. Rodney Fields Jr. Big gainer to the 45 of BYU and beyond. Rodney Fields Jr. is just exploding out of the backfield.
He's going to slip through the right side of this offensive line, the left side of the defensive front. It's like there was just a little bit of room in between the tackle who's down blocking and a little bit of room from the outside linebacker, and he just sneaks right through it.
No carries before tonight. He goes 5'9", a buck 85. He's a freshman. And he runs into a pile of people at the line of scrimmage from the 45 of BYU. Finally, a no gain for Rodney Fields Jr.
Right there, that's a better job of Harrison Taggart recognizing the run and coming up to the line of scrimmage. The play before where that broke for a good amount of yards, Harrison Taggart didn't attack to the line of scrimmage, and he kind of got picked off about 3 or 4 yards deep of it, and that's what gave up the yardage.
100 seconds remain in the third quarter. BYU territory, 45-yard line, 2nd and 10. Fields has been the man. High snap that Bowman gives to Fields. No, pulls away on the slant, complete. Shetron, the 30, the 26-yard line. BYU takes a lead, 28-21, and OSU comes right back. They lose their starting quarterback for this night. They lose their starting running back for this night. And the backups have moved the Pokes into scoring territory. 27-yard line, 1st down and 10. But the defense has been doing it all season long, standing up tall when needed. And they're needed now. 58 seconds remain in the third quarter. Pistol, Fields behind Bowman. Boot to the right. Bowman throws on the run. It is complete. Inside the 20 to Dwayne Lofton, pardon me. And moves the sticks. They give him the 16-yard line. A first down gain. Red zone territory now for the Pokes.
So Dwayne is just going to come across on a drag route. He's kind of floating as Alan Bowman is rotating out to his right, and they're both almost on the same movement pattern, and Bowman finds him in stride. It's really good pitch and catch between Bowman and Lofton.
Rodney Fields Jr., the diminutive freshman off the left hip of Bowman. The pull away, the swing pass left lot, complete. Nice trip up tackle by Mark Collins on the completion to Lofton, the left lat. A minimal gain off of 1st and 10. That'll be it for the third quarter. BYU will take a lead to the fourth, 28-21, but the Pokes are in scoring territory. It'll be 2nd down and 10 at the BYU 16 after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.